Hi guys, this is your host, Miss Anonymous. You are now checked into the rehab. In case you're under a rock somewhere, it's still 2020. We're still in the middle of a pandemic. So yeah, that's the good news. So full disclosure, I was going to talk about a completely different topic today. I had my whole set ready and I was all set to go. And then at the very last minute, something just moved me to shift gears and to talk about relationships and what a relationship really is and what it should really mean. And it wasn't just by coincidence, and it wasn't just me being spontaneous. It's actually from a series of conversations that I've had with a bunch of different people, just talking about the state of the affairs with everything that's been going on. And one thing that really stands out to me about 2020, and I think this is something that a lot of us can look back at, is just be wowed and amazed at how much shit has gone down this year, and it's only August, and what we've learned. And every person that I've spoken to, every single individual, and every blog that I've read on relationships, lifestyle, love, in one way, shape, or form, touches upon the stories of how every person in these very unique times has gone through something. Whether there's a financial hardship that you've experienced, or an emotional roller coaster that you feel like you've been on, or just the stress and anxiety of not knowing where life is headed and where you are. Or whether it's the uncertainty of your job, of your business, of your relationship, of your family, and then never mind, there's this civil unrest that's going on. And then there's also this uncertainty about what does it mean in terms of health? How safe are we? So when you throw all of that into the mix, one theme that just screams to me is relationships and how strenuous relationships have really become. And I'm talking about relationships from every angle, whether it be your friendship, whether it's your family, whether it's a love relationship, whether you're just dating somebody. How strenuous that has become, because even as people, there's so many extra layers of crap, honestly, that every person has dealt with in 2020. And I can honestly say, I don't think any individual on this planet, unless you're on a remote island somewhere without any technology and no human interaction, then maybe you're exempt. But other than that, I think every person has gone through something. And as a result, I just think it's really shaped us. And I don't think it's done shaping us, because we're not out of all of these situations just yet. And I actually shared a joke with someone yesterday. I'm going to share it with you guys. I don't know if you guys saw this news or article about some ancient cave that got discovered. I want to say it was in Mexico or Africa, one of the two, because I've been reading a bunch of things. And somebody left a comment on the article, and they said, don't even try opening this thing in 2020. This is not the year. And then to me, that just kind of really summed up what 2020 really is and has been so far. And if you think about, relationships are complicated as is. And they're complicated for a variety of reasons, which I talk about on this platform frequently. From the standpoint of, we're very unique individuals, we have our own lives, and then you mix it with somebody else, and they have their own stuff that they're going through and their own journey that they're on. And then you combine both of those things together, and there has to be a lot of compromise and understanding. And I'm talking about all of this going on in regular times when you don't have social civil unrest, when you don't have a looming pandemic, when you don't have this volatile economic market, when you don't have the stress and anxiety that people are feeling of just not knowing day to day what's coming tomorrow. So all of that, that understanding that coming together and stuff is already hard. Throw everything that I just mentioned into the mix, and good God, that is like a recipe for, can you survive this year? And to me, the less of the concern throughout the pandemic has actually been the pandemic, where whatever the virus is, whatever the disease is, it is what it is. That's like the lesser concern. I think the greater concern for me, and what I've seen around, and even just talking to a lot of people that have been reaching out, asking for advice and just talking about their situation, has been the emotional roller coaster, the stress, the anxiety, the impact of all of this that's been on people, and the mood swings that people have been having. And I'm sure all of you can relate that we've seen sides of people that we didn't know that they existed. And I'm not even talking about people that are in your lives. I'm talking about if you're following somebody on social media, whether you're connected to somebody on a platform, and if you've been sort of seeing this person, and maybe you know them in real life, just seeing different sides of it, kind of their personality spiraling out, and just watching. And then obviously all of this also happening with people in your own life that you are dealing with on a day-to-day basis. To me, it's been absolutely insane to watch this. And in my lifetime, I guess I've been really, really fortunate where I've never seen this before. So my concern is less from what's happening with the virus and more about what's this impact on people's health and people's well-being. And if you guys recall, and I'm going to link back to an episode that I talk about all of this, where I talk about the importance of just staying sane and why all of this is critical. I think back to when I was recording that episode, and in a lot of ways, I think at the time I was hoping that things would change, and they have. In a couple of months, things have changed. But we're not out of all of this, and people haven't fully processed it. So now to me, it's even becoming more glaringly obvious as to the impact of all of this on relationships. And that's really why I want to talk about relationships today, because I think it's important for all of us to kind of take a step back and really remember what is important in life. Because this is a very important skill set that people need to develop and they need to build, because human beings by nature are more of a herd animal, and we prefer to be in groups. We want to be in society. Even if you are somebody that likes your alone time, you don't want to be alone 24/7. So there is a bit of social interaction that needs to take place. And I think there needs to be more empathy and understanding on everybody's part, that people are going through a world of uncertainty and everyone's processing it differently. Some people are totally fine about it. Other people are basically ignoring that there's something going on. And then there's people that are just panicking every single day because that's how they react to uncertainty and to stress. So all of this combined together, if you are in a romantic relationship or if you're dating someone, I've seen one out of two things happen where there is going to be stress in the relationship regardless. Let me just put that out there. That's going to happen. And it's going to happen for all of the things that I just mentioned. These are very unprecedented times. And people in a lot of ways were also unsure about how they would react and what side of their personality would come out, because for most individuals, they haven't done or dealt with anything like this in their lifetime. So it's a brand new experience. But the two ways that I've seen people react when it pertains to relationships is either just be so stressed and upset about everything that's going on, that they're taking it out on their relationship, or they are together with someone just because they want to ignore or are in denial about what's really happening with the world. So the relationship is really like the escape for people. Or majority of the times I've seen people where it doesn't matter if you're married, doesn't matter if you're dating, there's just more shit that's in the relationship that needs to be dealt with. And the only group I think I excluded from both of these scenarios are people that are like, you know what, life is great, we're together, we're not ignoring what's going on in the world, we've been through much hardships together. And that honestly only applies to people that have been together for a long time and they've seen many ups and downs. But even in that situation, I still think it's a challenge for the relationship, because you can't ignore what's really going on in the world, because it is going to impact you, because it involves a variety of different aspects of your life. It's not just about love anymore. And that's why I think it's so important to remember what is really, really important in all of this. Because sometimes we tend to shift or lose focus of like the priorities. So when it comes down to relationships, I know there's a lot of people, more women than men, sorry ladies, that have like this idea of how love is a fairy tale, and it's something that society really ingrains in us from an early age, where you're given dolls to play with, you have a house, and there's this idea of Prince Charming, or if you prefer the women, Princess Charming, coming to your rescue, and how you have like this happily ever after, and you have a dream wedding, and everything's just incredible in your lives. And it's great if that image, that picture, that fairy tale lives up and matches to your reality. Congratulate yourself, because that is just about as hard as winning the damn lotto. And I'm not talking $5, 10 euros, 500 pesos. I'm talking about millions and millions and millions, because it is so rare to find that. Now, for everybody else that is in reality that hasn't won millions and millions, let me paint you a picture of what a relationship really, really is. Because once you get to an age where you're starting to date, I think a lot of people still have that fantasy of what they're looking for. But at some point, you need to take a step back and really evaluate what is really a relationship at the end of the day. And for most people, it's not what that fairy tale looks like. You don't just meet the first person, happily fall in love with that individual, have no problems in your life whatsoever. You never fight, you never argue, you have amazing kids if you want to have kids, you have a great life, a beautiful home. Yeah, it sounds really, really good. And we watch movies that kind of continue to instill that fairy tale in our mindset. But the reality isn't that. Even if you do meet somebody great, situations like a pandemic may come up in your life, and it's going to really test your relationship with that person, and it's going to make you take a step back and really look at the situation and say, damn, this is hard. It's hard going through my shit. It's hard going through their shit. It's hard making this work. And it could be hard for so many reasons. And it may not even be the two of your personalities. It just might be that you're going through financial hardships, or there's instability within your own families, or you just realize that this person's different from what you thought that they were, like, because this pandemic has brought on or shown you a different side to them. But what a relationship really is at the end of the day is, and I always reference this back to the old school love. And I'm going to post a link to that podcast episode on the description as well, if you haven't checked it out, like what that old school love really, really means and what that relationship really, really means. So when I see a relationship that is really successful, it's not necessarily a relationship that started off with being like, this is the love of my life, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. It's a relationship that's very practical and that's based on trust, friendship, loyalty. And those are the three key ingredients that time and time again will come up in every great love story that you hear. It's not going to be like, okay, I met this person, we fell in love, we got married, and we never experienced any problems in our lives. No, that's not how life works. You can meet someone really incredible, you can be in a relationship with that person, but then what? You're going to have to deal with real shit. And a lot of the relationships, they fall apart because they don't want to think about or deal with that real shit. They just want it to be a perfect relationship without freaking putting any effort into it. And that's why the divorce rate is so high, because people give up. Unfortunately, that's the reality. And then sometimes people rush into things because they have this idea of the fact that they should be married and they should have a family and they want to fit that story and that fairy tale. And they rush into a situation without really knowing somebody. If you want a relationship to last, to work, you have to realize that it is going to be work. It's not going to be a walk in the park every single day. If you're going to go through a journey of your life, and I'm not even talking about marrying this person, I'm just being realistic. Like, even if you have a relationship with somebody for like a year, 5 years, 10 years, things are going to come up in that relationship. What makes or breaks you at the end of the day is other things besides love. And there can't be any infatuation into it, because it's so easy to love people when everything is great in our lives. But it takes a lot of effort and it takes a lot of work to love that individual and to love that person when shit starts to hit the fan, which basically brings us back to 2020. And the relationships that last and the relationships that work, those relationships have trust, which is the biggest, biggest thing in a relationship. I was actually having a conversation with my mom, honestly, and the two of us have always been on different pages when it comes to relationships, when it comes to life and stuff. We're polar opposites. So it was very surprising to me that when I brought up the thing about relationships, and she's my sounding board sometimes because she's from a different decade and a different, I call it galaxy and a time period, but she brings a very unique perspective. And that's why usually when I do my podcast episodes, I talk to a bunch of different audiences just to kind of get everybody's sentiment and see where everybody is at. So the one thing that I agreed, that my mom actually agreed with me on, surprisingly, was the fact that she said that when you no longer have trust in a relationship, the relationship is over. And it was shocking to me because we don't really agree on anything when it comes to relationships. But even for her and her generation, trust is something that made relationships last. It's the relationship's foundation. And I think trust is just so important, even when it comes to family, even when it comes to friendship. Because if you don't trust somebody that you're with, that you're sharing your life with, you will never fully show yourself to that person. You will never fully have your guard down. And then the foundation that you're building together isn't real, because either one or both of you is thinking that this is going to end at some point because this person's going to end up screwing me over. So your effort really isn't there in a relationship. Can you put up a facade and keep the relationship going for a minute? Yeah. Because sometimes people hold on to things because they don't want to be alone or they don't want to lose that person, even if that's not the best relationship. But really amazing relationships need to have that trust. That needs to be the foundation that's in there. And trust is ever so important, even in times like this. Like when you think about people going through different situations for the variety of reasons that I've mentioned, how they may have been impacted in 2020. Just knowing that somebody has you, knowing that somebody will be there for you, that goes a really, really, that goes a long way, because you're dealing with so much uncertainty that it's nice to be certain about something. It's nice to have someone that you can say that this person will not go anywhere. And even if you're single, I think this episode is really important for those people as well, because this is the shit that you need to look for if you do want to be with somebody down the road, or if there's somebody that you're talking to right now. Look for these qualities, because I think the golden opportunity at times like this is that you really get to see people for who they are. And that is the one thing that I absolutely love about 2020, is the fact that you get to really see people's true colors. The relationships will get tested, but the ones that are built on that solid foundation, those will last. I'm not saying that they'll be perfect or you'll get out of that unscathed. No, every relationship is going to be impacted for better or for worse. But this is the one time where people that are pretending to be someone that they're not, or pretending to be happy in a relationship, you will see all of that crumble. That to me is like the golden opportunity in 2020 when it comes to relationships. I also think there's a lot of financial opportunities where people can start their business and kind of go down that path of self-empowerment. But there's other podcast episodes that I've done where you can get info on that. But in terms of relationships, I think that's a golden opportunity. And I think this is also the time where you get to see your person in a variety of different lights. Like, okay, so this person, the business is not doing great. Well, what do they do in situations like this? Do they just raise their hands and say, this sucks, I don't know what to do, so I'm just going to give up? Or is this person a go-getter that's like, you know what, this sucks, but I'm not going to give up. I'm going to find a different way to tackle this problem, and I'm going to come out on top. And maybe that's something about your relationship or your partner that you didn't know before. So here's an opportunity to really learn and know different things about each other. But coming back to the foundation, I think trust is definitely the most important thing when it comes down to relationship, especially for relationships that are meant to last in situations like this. The other qualities that I think are really, really important for a longevity of a relationship is to be practical. That a relationship isn't always going to be great. As much as most people hate fighting, fightings are part of a healthy and normal relationship. You will have disagreements, you will have arguments, but the focus is what happens after the arguments. Do you guys just go into your corners and then give up on the relationship, or do you both fight to sustain that relationship? That I think is very, very critical and crucial for people to understand, because someone who's going to fight to keep you will always fight to make you happy, will always be in your side fighting for you when you need them to. That's a person that you can go to war with. And I think throughout all of this, it's a good opportunity for you to weed out and say, is this person going to abandon ship when it gets rough? Or when I'm acting some type of way because I'm dealing with the uncertainty of the world? Or is this person going to stand beside me, love me, support me, and be that rock that I can count on? And if you want a concrete relationship, you need to have that in your person. There's something that one of my friends said, and he might actually be listening to this podcast episode, that really touched me, where he made a statement and he said, you're not always in the right. In fact, there's many, many times that you've been in the wrong. But I have stood beside you and I have fought right beside you against whoever was on the other side. And that to me was so powerful, because that summed up what you really need in the person. Somebody that loves you, somebody that supports you, they could stand right by you and help you fight whatever battle it is in front of the world. They can tell you that you're in the wrong,
when it's just you and that person.
But when it comes to facing the world, get you that person that will have your back no matter what. That in itself can uplift you in so, so, so many ways. And then it doesn't matter what you're going through in life, because you know that that's like your ride or die. Shameless plug, there's also a podcast episode that I've done on ride or dies. Go check that out as well. I think this is the one episode, honestly, where there's so many different subtopics that I feel like I've covered. Yeah, I'll give myself 2 seconds to kind of just pat myself on the back, because that was pretty cool. Because as I mentioned to you guys, I had completely scripted to do a completely different topic. So this is a bit spontaneous, but it's kind of cool and I kind of like it. All right, so back to my story. It is so empowering to have that, where somebody has your back. And like I said, they can tell you that you're in the wrong one-on-one. And I think a lot of the successful relationships, that's how it needs to be. Stand beside your partner when it comes to the world, so you're united on that front and people can't break you, because people know that both of you have your back. But when it's one-on-one, then you can tell that person, like, hey, by the way, I didn't like what you said, or I didn't really agree with your stance on something, but you're my person. So when it's you against anyone in the world, I'm always going to have your back. And that's why it was so cool that my friend kind of said that to me, because that's also something that friends do and that family does. Good friends and good family, where they will have your back no matter what. And it's so, so, so crucial to have that in a relationship. You can fight, you can argue, do that in private. Don't do that in front of the world. And I'm going to tell you why. Not everyone's going to be happy for you. Not everyone's going to be happy about your relationship. Not everyone's going to want you to thrive and to succeed. And I hate to say it, but there's a lot of people in this world that are not happy within themselves. And they certainly don't want other people to be happy. So when they see that, when they see you in a relationship with someone and they see arguments and they see fights, then that gives them the opportunity to jump in and to ruin something that otherwise could have been great. And that's why, especially when it comes to like social media or putting your fights like in front of the world. Like, it's one thing if you're talking to one or two close confidants because you're looking for advice. So then that way you know that you're making the right decision. But it's a different story when you put your business out there, or you're having arguments and fights in public, and you basically have an audience, and not everyone in that audience wants you to be happy. Not everyone in that audience wants you to succeed. Not everyone in that audience wants the two of you together. There could be people that are interested in your partner. There could be people that are interested in you, and they'll see that opportunity and jump right in. And that's something that I can attest to. I think this happens a little bit more to women than it does for men, which is why I've always taken the approach where, regardless of what's going on in your relationship, don't put it out there for the world to see. Because you will have fights, you will have arguments, you will have days when you're upset at each other. That doesn't mean that you're throwing in the towel. And even if during a fight you're like, you know what, it's over, I'm done, blah, 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 whatever. Then you cool down, you think about it, and you're like, actually, I retract all of that. But when you put all of that in front of the world, people wait for the opportunity to come in. And I think women have a tendency, more so than men, although there's some guys that definitely have women beat, where they put their business out there. And as a result, people that want to destroy that relationship, whether they're interested in that female, or they just don't want to see that person happy, will leap in. And now you have people's opinions, and now you have people's in your ear. And that's why I always be weary of how you expose and present a relationship to the world, and who do you go to for advice. Because even people that you think have your best interests and really care about you, deep down inside, they might just be unhappy that you're with someone because they haven't found somebody. So it may not even be from a standpoint that they wish something bad on you. It's just because they're not happy. They want their single friend to be back, and then they want you to break up, but it's not something they'll ever tell you. So that's why always be mindful of how you project yourself in your relationship to the world. Always be united when it comes to the world. Anything you want to talk about, do that behind closed doors. And then the other thing that I think you really, really need. So for those counting, we're up to three. So the third thing that you really need in your relationship for it to be sustainable is to be very, very practical and realistic about the actual relationship. Be very realistic about the fact that your partner isn't your fairy tale companion. They're not going to always come and save you. They're not going to always know how to save you. But as long as they're there for you, and as long as you trust that they have your best interest at their heart, that's all you can ask for in a relationship. And that's being practical. Where even with fights that I keep talking about, being practical, relationships have fights, relationships have arguments, disagreements, and all of that jazz. That's why you have reality TV. There's a whole business made out of this. So just understand that that's part of being in a relationship with somebody. And that doesn't mean that just because you've had one situation, one circumstance, one argument, that that's a wrap. Anyone that's willing to throw in a towel and not fight for you is someone that you don't deserve. That person you should just write off. So even if you're dating someone and that person isn't putting in that much of an effort, and if you're having a bad day or you're upset about something and the person does nothing about it, take notes on all of those things, because the biggest misconception people have when they get into relationships, and I'm going to tell you that this is the truth with the divorce rates and marriages as well. Don't get into a relationship with somebody that you're hoping to change. Get into a relationship thinking that if this relationship stayed exactly this way from 20 to 30 years from now, and if this person stayed exactly the same way, flaws and all, could I still be happy? Would this relationship still work for me? Can I be with this person for that long? Assuming that they change nothing about themselves. Not their job, not their career, not their mindset. None of that shit. That's you being practical. If you're going to be with somebody with the hopes that that person will change, you will be sorely disappointed. Because people don't change for anybody. And the ones that claim that they do, that change is only temporary. People change because of circumstances. They change because they want to change. Not because for another person. Because that's just not authentic and it's not genuine. If you have to change yourself to make somebody else happy, then you're in the wrong relationship. Even if you're like the shittiest person on the face of the planet, you're in a wrong relationship. Because somebody that should be with you is someone that's okay accepting you as you are. Now, are all of us works in progress? Yes. Do all of us have ways in which we can improve ourselves? Yes. But that doesn't mean that you should have to make all of those changes just to be with someone. That's not fair to you. The fourth thing that I will say about relationships that are really built to last, that are concrete, is that they go through changes together as a team. Whatever the ups and downs are, they don't leave each other. So I always think of it that if you've ever been or done that race, and God, I have no idea what the name of it is, but they kind of tie you either at your hands or at your feet, and you sort of just have to like run together. So you have to be synchronized. And that's how I always view a relationship. The relationship needs to have that. Where one partner might be really good at something, the other partner may be good at a different thing. But together, you need to figure out how to make it work. There needs to be that understanding that we're both not good at the same thing, but we're not going to leave each other behind. And when we make it to the finish race, we're going to be there together. And that commitment, and commitment is a freaking loaded word, because any relationship that you have with anyone, you need to have that commitment. Regardless of what
is the type of relationship or what the status of your relationship is. If two people are not fully committed to each other, of being there for one another, of being truthful to each other, to be loyal to each other, the relationship doesn't work. You need to be committed. And you need to be in it to win it. Because ups and downs are going to happen. They're going to be a part of life. And you need to be able to go through all of those changes together as a team. And then the last point that I'll make on this in terms of relationships, the fifth point would be when you're with someone in a relationship, really look at the bigger picture of where do you guys align and how compatible are you? Most people focus on, do we like the same type of music? Do we like to go out to the same type of places? Do we eat the same type of food? No, that's not what compatibility is. That's really cool if you want to be with a friend and kind of hang out with the friend. And it's really awesome if you get that as an added package to a relationship. But for you to be compatible, you need to be compatible in the bigger things in life. And I'll give you a really good example. If one person is extremely materialistic and another person is very spiritual, it doesn't matter if you can go to the movies together or if you like the same type of musicians or if you like the same type of outdoor activities. At the end of the day, you don't align in things that are really important. Because somebody who has a spiritual path has a different way of looking at life. Somebody who's materialistic is driven by different things in life. So at the end of the day, you can hang out with somebody that's very, very different from you at the core. But then in terms of longevity, that relationship really isn't compatible. Because you could find friends to do activities with. But when it comes to life, you need someone that you're compatible with on the bigger things in life. Like, are you a good person? Is that important to you? Like two shitty people that are all about money. And guys, I'm using the word shitty loosely because it's all a matter of perspective. Someone can say that they're motivated by money, but money isn't everything to them. So they can find somebody else who's also in that same life path and has like that same belief system. Versus someone who can say, I care about helping people, so the people that are all about money are really shitty people. You know, so take what I'm saying with a grain of salt. But if you have different values, different core values, then it's really, really hard to make a relationship work. Because your priorities of what you think life is about, what do you think you want to accomplish in life, it's very, very different. And if you're with someone that's like that, you'll be okay for a minute. But then eventually things will fall apart. Versus, let's say if two people come together and they're both very spiritual, even though their divinations can be different, they're both spiritual in their own ways. They believe in doing good. They believe in like karma. They believe in frequency and vibration and energy, etc. So they align at the core. They resonate with each other. Now, if they have a different taste in movies, then okay, one, they can take turns watching a different type of movie, or they can watch movies separately. And the same thing with like activities and things like that. They can do some activities with their friends, and you know, there's other ways around it. But at the core, they're aligned as to where their life is. So when they're going to be making big decisions as to, we're saving, but where does the saving money go to? How much should we be saving? Where do you want to live? What type of lifestyle do you see yourself having? They'll be aligned at those fronts. And a lot of the times people get so fixated in the minute little things of being like, well, you like this and I like this, therefore we're not good for each other, that they lose focus that those things, those trivial things don't matter in the grand scheme. In the grand scheme, your belief system needs to be aligned. Who you are as a person at your core needs to be aligned. The clothes that you wear, the hairstyles that you go through, all of that shit's going to change. Your tastes are going to change. The activities that you like doing, that's going to change. But your core and who you are as a person, that's going to stay the same. And I think if you can get these five things right, then you have a fighting chance of making your relationship strong during the pandemic. And honestly, going through any crises, because this is just one thing that we have to go through. I don't know why I keep saying you. I'm in it. We have to go through. But there's going to be so many other challenges. Maybe not to the same degree, but there'll still be challenges. There'll still be big decisions that you have to make. And this is what builds the solid foundation of a relationship, where you have to look above the fluff and be like, am I with someone that has my back, that's loyal, that will be right beside me, that I align with on a multitude of different levels? All of those things, are they here? Because if they are, I'll tell you, like, you will fall in love with the person. Even if in the beginning you're like, this isn't that fairy tale, I got swept off my feet. If someone is a good person to you, and if they align with you with all of these things, you will end up falling in love with that person. And that love will be very, very practical. And not that fairy tale Hollywood love story that you hear and then you see, which eventually falls apart. But love, because it's very practical in nature. And I think that's something that older generations had, where when they got with someone, it was from a standpoint of practicality, that we believe in the same type of things. This person is good to me. They're kind, they're loyal, they're faithful. Versus fast forward to 2020, where everyone just has their own agenda and everyone's priorities are all over the place. Even the people that are in relationships, I bet you, if you ask a lot of the people, why are they with the person that they're with right now? They couldn't come up with an answer. And I'm being dead serious. Because they themselves don't know what the heck they're doing over there. Because maybe they got together because it was infatuation. Maybe it was lust. Maybe it was convenience that they're just with this person and now they're living together, or they have kids and it's just easier to stay with that person. And that's the reason why divorce rate is so, so, so high. Because most people, when they're faced with that question and they can't come up with the answer, then they start to realize that, you know what, wherever they're at, they're not happy. And that's why if you're in a position where you still haven't pulled the trigger and made that lifelong commitment just yet, I hope this episode is an eye-opener for a lot of you. And if you are in a solid commitment, and it is that lifelong thing, and if you have all of these things, then you really need to appreciate what you have, because this isn't something that's easily found. This takes work. It takes a lot of freaking work, and it takes work from both people and both parties. And that's why also a lot of times relationships fail, because there's one person that's really doing everything in a relationship and the other person that's on cruise control. And when a relationship is imbalanced, because everything that I mentioned, it needs to be there 50-50. And when that relationship is imbalanced, the whole thing falls apart. So keep all of this in mind. And I will end with this. Also, just be a little bit kinder to people around you. Because like I said, everyone is going through something. Whether you're seeing it unfold online, in person, or you've heard through the grapevine, people are handling this situation in 2020 in a very, very interesting way. And everyone's approaching it differently. So with that, I hope you guys found this episode helpful. And I hope some of the tips that I shared in here, you can apply it to your life. And if you have any other ideas in terms of how to improve a relationship, or what do you think a solid foundation of a relationship should be, please drop me a line. You could do it on Instagram, or you could do it right over here. Until next time, this is your host, Miss Anonymous. You are now checked out of the rehab. Bye, guys.